Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, welcome to Industrial Talk. Thank you very much for joining the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe that celebrates, truly celebrates industry professionals all around the world. You're bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, you collaborate, you solve problems. Therefore, you are making the world a better place. Thank you very much for what you do. We are broadcasting Accelerate 2024 here in Orlando, Florida. And again, it's a collection of professionals that are destined to solve problems and make the world a better place. Put that on your calendar. If you're in the world of asset management, reliability, maintenance, Accelerate 24, you put 25 on your calendar. You will not be disappointed. We also have great food. In the hot seat, we have Ankush. Always a great conversation. How you doing, Ankush?
I'm doing great, Scott. So good to see you.
So good to be seen. I got to tell you.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, absolutely. I love it, man. Everybody's so nice. Why? Is it because of you?
I think it's the weather outside.
It is nice. You got to admit, is nice, no doubt about it.
Yeah, nobody can see it, but I have a view of this sunny day outside in Florida with the golf course. It's a great time to be here.
I have a hallway as I look around. But no, you're absolutely right. It is a great venue. I know it's brand new. Well, I can't say brand new. I don't know. It's new. Let's put it that way.
It feels new, and yeah. I think here's a fun story. There was, even though it's new, machines break.
Yeah.
There was an issue in one of the conference rooms back there so the tech came in, and of course he had a bag of Fluke tools. So
did he really?
There you go.
Yeah. Well, Fluke, every time I talk about Fluke, I say, you know, it's the gold. It's that Fluke color. You know what the Fluke is. Yeah. You know what it is.
The yellow, yeah.
Yes, that's right. It's not gold, it's yellow. Yeah. You call it yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Correction. It's not gold. It's me, bad eyes. Anyway, before we get into the conversation, let's level set. First off, are you having a good meeting?
Is it awesome. This is we call it the best week of the year for us. We get an opportunity to get 300 of our customers all under one roof for a few days. So much to learn from them, so much to understand their workflows, see all the challenges they have. And in a small way, where we can help them really make that leap and the journey to being more predictive, more proactive in how they do their reliability work from reactive. And I think we've had a fantastic day and a half and another day and a half to go.
See, I'm always fascinated. When I come to this event, I'm always fascinated by because of the representation of who comes here. They're the ones that – these are the individuals that work in your system, you know. They are just trying to make the operations more efficient. They're trying to use the tools that are necessary to make that happen. And then coming together here at this event, being able to share that and
Absolutely.
Say, hey, we would like to see this, or this worked out well. We used it this way, and it was great, whatever it might be. I think that that's just an absolutely wonderful thing.
And a number of our tracks are actually led by our customers.
Yeah, see?
Because we think there's so much... You know, so much great work so many of our customers are doing. We want them to teach or share or have others learn from what they're doing and where they are in that journey and really, you know, create that network, right? We're all trying to solve difficult problems. It takes a village.
Yeah. And again, I always get around collaboration. I just think that the market is changing so rapidly and there's so much innovation going on and some technologies that the only way that I could keep up is that you work with individuals, you collaborate with individuals, and you come up with and you accelerate that learning because that's the only way you're going to be able to keep up.
Yeah, thus accelerate.
There it is. They accelerate the learning right here at Accelerate 2024. For the listeners out there, Ankush, what has happened so far since last year? There's been some changes happening within Fluke and all of the stuff that's going on. Can you sort of take us through a little bit about that?
Yeah. So maybe the best way to think about this is like break it down into what's happening in the market.
Yeah.
And what's you know, how are we as a business trying to address that?
Yeah.
First of all, I mean, Scott, you and I spoke about this a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, Industry 4.0, a lot of trends around automation and things. Wow, 1 year.
1 year.
The world has changed, you know. I remember a year ago talking about AI with some of our customers, and they brushed me aside. Yeah. So we're not ready for this. And here we are a year from now, everybody is trying to see how do they get a piece of the action. And when I say action, they're really trying to say, what experiments can we do so we can get started leveraging the tech to really help us do their jobs better. At the end of the day, it's all about how do I drive more efficiency? How do I drive more safety? How do I drive more productivity, asset longevity, and really using the tech? So I think that's the biggest change, is really the tech over the last year. And it's putting us at an inflection point. Our challenges have gone up. Right, all the challenges about, and we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
All the challenges, there are more to do, but because of the tech, and it's giving us this real opportunity to leverage the tech to really solve for them and create those, turn those challenges into opportunities. So I think that's probably, you know, all of a sudden, like, wow, what are we talking about? 4.0 is passé. It's 5.0. These advanced technologies and how
I
you can leverage.
I can't believe it's 5.0. I can't believe it. 4.0 is not done. You know what I was always concerned about with IoT or IIoT or whatever that term? It was also just evolving into sort of this miscellaneous file. And it was just, you know, yeah, let's throw this technology in there. Let's do this. Let's throw that, whatever it might be. And then it sort of lost its clarity, right?
Yeah.
But then a year, you have that switch of ChatGPT, and then all of a sudden it just blew everything up, and then they recognized that. So you had a couple of, you've had an acquisition in the world of AI. So talk to us.
Yeah, so for us, you know, everything that we do is really trying to understand our customers' workflow, understand their pain points, and seeing how can we help
them,
right? As you know, Accelerate has, you know, this dates back almost a decade now. We've been doing this event. It was really focused on eMaint and our eMaint customers. We added Prooftechnic to the portfolio. Last year, we acquired Azima. And what is Azima? And I'll get into this a little bit. But really, the strategic rationale really was our customers are trying to solve difficult problems. They're in a firefighting mode. They're very reactive in the maintenance work. How do they become more proactive? They all want it, right? 80% of the customers we surveyed want to do proactive, preventative maintenance, predictive maintenance, but only 10% actually do it. That's how big the gap is.
It's just huge. It's a huge gap. Continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that's where enter Azima, right? So Azima is a 30-year-old business, great brand. What they've really done is they've collected data over these 30-year period around critical machines, all kinds of machines, pumps, compressors, fans, blowers, all of that data over 30-year period, and they've been able to build an expert system which can really assess when certain faults will happen, what is the early warning signals when those faults will happen on those critical machinery. We're talking trillions of data points.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking thousands of assets. And the value for customers is now they can leverage this tech and really start seeing that early warning signal. They don't need to do prescribed maintenance work or over-maintain an asset.
Yeah.
They come in and really look at the data and then go address it. And then eventually, what the Azima solution does is it tries to tell you what the root cause or when something will go wrong, what could be the root cause, and also suggest what corrective action to do.
What's an interesting sort of twist to it, I know that there are a lot of companies that are out there saying, I want AI. I want AI to do certain things, and I want to just sort of throw data into it and it spits out results. But this is still sort of vibration centric, and there is still a human. It's a way of taking that tsunami of data and saying, no, we don't need that. We need this, and be able to sort of narrow it down. But it's still a human,
absolutely
human component.
Yeah,
that.
Thank you for bringing that up. It's a human. It's an expert, which is what. And that expertise is absolutely in need, right?
The AI
helps us get to a certain point, and that's when the human and that expertise and the knowledge comes in. So the way we offer the service is we've got a group of analysts, over 40 analysts globally. So they're remotely looking at the data, using the AI to do 90% of the work for them, and then using that expertise to kind of do that remaining 10%, and we keep improving the algorithms and everything, and then provide value to our customers.
See, that's huge from an efficiency point of view.
Absolutely. I think the other thing here is when we think about AI, sometimes it's often looked at like, well, first of all, it's changing everything we do.
It is.
Right? Our jobs aren't going to be the same, no matter what part of my organization, their jobs wouldn't be the same a year from
now.
Exactly. Right? I think for us, it's really more of, we have big problems. Our customers saying they can't hire, our customers saying they don't have the expertise. That's where AI can come in and take some of these mundane tasks away and automate that and really leave our experts to really focus on the things that they're not able to get their time towards. So I think I look at AI as really an amplifier and seeing how do you solve for some of the challenges and work it to try and address some of those.
That's an interesting avenue where you can, let's say I'm a vibration tech, whatever category I am. So I'm able to be more efficient in my, because the AI is just sending me information that is specific to that device. Does Azima, the solution, normalize the data? Meaning, it might be different. This asset down here in Texas is different than that same asset in Norway or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Does it bring about that sort of normalization too?
Absolutely. And I think the strength of the solution is the richness of the database.
Yes.
So this is the algorithms are built over lots and lots of data in different applications. So it's really trying to address that and adjust for that. I think one of the biggest challenges, even when customers are using some sort of a predictive maintenance kind of engine and such, there's a lot of false alarms, right? What Azima's strength is, it's reducing some of that, because you don't want to go do that extra work. You don't want to go address an issue when there isn't an issue. And a lot of that leads from bad data. So if you don't have enough data, or if you have bad data, it may trigger some of those false alarms. I think in the case of Azima, they've been able to reduce some of that. They've been able to really get the data and the engine to work so well that it really reduces to almost no false alarms, and really have the techs in the limited time focus on the things that are most important for them.
Does it continue to learn in a sense?
Absolutely.
You have these devices that exist today on assets that are being managed by Fluke Reliability, and you're constantly feeding it with data, so it constantly evolves.
Absolutely.
For lack of a better term.
Yeah. There's as more assets get monitored, as more data gets collected, the algorithm gets stronger and stronger, and it's really that it's that feedback loop that keeps it. And the analysts play a key role here.
Yes.
Because they are assessing this and really filtering that and adding that back into our expert system.
Phenomenal. I know that you got to run. I can have this conversation, but we're already well above 10 minutes. So how do people get a hold of you on Kush?
Scott, I'm on LinkedIn. My email, my telephone is there. I'd love to hear from our customers and see how we can help them solve for some of their difficult problems they're facing.
You never disappoint. You're a rock star.
You're too kind.
I always enjoy these conversations. All right, listeners, we're going to have all the contact information for Ankush. He's been out on Industrial Talk, so just type in Ankush, A-N-K-U-S-H, and you'll find all the contact information out on Industrial Talk. We are broadcasting on-site. Accelerate 2024 is the event. It is in Orlando. I've got my sticker, which will go on my computer. It's exciting, and it's a buzzin'. So thank you very much for joining. We're going to be wrapping it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Exceptional conversation with Ankush. You can tell the passion that resides within his heart, man, for this asset management, reliability, maintenance, and all things in between. That is Fluke Reliability. That is what they do. They bring that level of passion, that desire to solve problems. Put Accelerate 2025 on your calendar. You will not be disappointed. All right. Industrial Talk is a platform that is dedicated to you, industrial professionals. I say it all the time. What does that mean? It means that we want to educate, we want to collaborate, and we want to innovate with you. Go out to Industrial Talk. Find out more. You get to interact with people like Ankush and others because they're a part of the network. They're a part of this ever-expanding ecosystem. Make that a priority. It's easy peasy. Just go out to industrialtalk.com. Find out more. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly, hang out with Ankush. Change the world. We're going to have another great conversation shortly.